Let's talk about the 2022 film Barbarian, starring the very lovely Georgina Campbell as Tess, Bill Skarsgård as Keith, Justin Long as AJ, Matthew Patrick Davis as the mother, and Richard Brake as Frank. These are the main cast members in the film. I was able to watch it at the AMC theaters at Victoria Gardens, which is a nice theater, fairly easy access, and it exits near where you park. This film, I would have thought this film would have been something like the film that released earlier this year called The Northman, which was this barbaric type of film similar to Conan the Barbarian, like a period piece. I knew going in, since I watched the trailer, that this was a horror film, and it's just interesting that it's called Barbarian. In this film, there's actually three different distinct stories that are told. All are intertwined and culminate in the final ending. At the beginning of the film, Tess, who has a job interview the following day, ends up booking an Airbnb, and that place that she goes to is in a terrible part of town. And not only that, it's raining, it's a miserable weather, she can't find the key, and there's someone already in there, and it was Keith, played by Bill Skarsgård. And that's the same dude that played the part of Pennywise the year before last, the release of It, and he was amazing in that as well. And so he's like, hey, what are you doing out here? What can I do for you? And she's like, I booked this place. This is my place. What are you doing here? So it ends up they both booked the place, and he offers to let her stay, and he would sleep on the couch and she could sleep in the room, and they made an arrangement. And then it goes on from there. The place doesn't really give off a creepy vibe until the nighttime, when the door automatically swung open as Tess was awakened. So she goes into the living room and, Keith, wake up. Or she wakes up Keith. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, did you open the door? No, I've just been here. She goes back to bed, locks the door and everything. And then the next morning, wake up. You know, it wasn't until then that you realize just how bad a neighborhood it was. They show the outdoors, and this house is the only house on the block that has a yard, and it's a fresh coat of paint. Everything looks pristine, but all the other houses are burned down and shambles and rickety. So then she goes and has her interview, and it wasn't until later that evening, I guess, she decides to stay another night, which I don't know why that would happen. And when she got back, Keith wasn't there. There's this whole kind of story where she goes, she hears a noise coming from the back of the room, and so she, or the back of the house. So she goes back there, and there's a basement. In the basement, there's a light, so she goes down there. It's creepy. And she keeps hearing this noise, like some kind of a scary like noise. And then she sees that there's a rope. And so what does she do? She decides to pull the rope, and which reveals a hidden door opens up. And then there's a steep stairway that must be about 20 feet down, and it's pitch black. And she slides over a mirror that just happens to be there, reflects light down the stairs to see what she was looking at. She didn't have a real, like a flashlight. And then she hears voices down there. And so she decides to go by herself and take a little jaunt down the stairs and see if she could help. It wasn't long after that she does, we're hitting spoiler territory, but she ends up finding Keith, who's on his hands and knees because he didn't have a flashlight, and somehow he was down there, and somehow he was on his hands and knees crawling towards Tess. He doesn't get to say much before Mama makes her first appearance. Now, the mother in this film is played by Matthew Patrick Davis, and I have to assume the reason why they got a guy to play the part of a woman in this was because they made her out to be so hideous, no woman would want to play that part. I honestly couldn't blame them. Mother was made out basically, I think she was naked. She had long hair. She was scraggly looking. Her breasts were out. They were disgusting. Everything was disgusting about Mother. But she comes up and she finds Keith, and she beats the living daylights and she kills him. Tess goes running. Tess is trying to get out of there. Eventually, Tess gets captured by Mother. They switch to a different storyline. In the second storyline, they tell the story of how the place became that place. Back when the neighborhood was nice, there was a guy living in there, and he ended up being a creeper. They showed him buying supplies, plastic, and all kinds of supplies that he would probably use to kidnap women. And then they show him going back to the house, and there was a neighbor there. The neighbor said he was moving out, and this guy said he wasn't going anywhere. And that's the part that's played by Richard Brake, the part of Frank, who's, I'm going to say, is the father of the house. They did show a shovel, although they never showed him digging out a basement or hallway down beneath the house. And so there's that whole backstory. Then they go back to another storyline with Justin Long's character, who plays the part of AJ. He is actually the owner, the property owner of that house. He was hit in financial ruins. He's been suspected some sort of a sexual misconduct. He was being canceled out of some of his projects, and he needed money to fund his lifestyle. And so he was going back to that house to find out if it could be something that he could fix up and sell. When he goes back, he's basically measuring everything with a measuring tape, getting the dimensions, and then he finally discovers the basement. Tess is nowhere to be found, although her stuff and probably Keith's stuff is still up in the main part of the house. He's measuring things and measuring, looking around, and he finds the basement, and then he finds the rope, and he pulls it, and he goes down the stairs. He has a flashlight, though. There's this whole storyline where he goes down there, and he's measuring things, and then finally, he is introduced to Mother. Although Mother doesn't kill him straight off, he ends up getting trapped, being chased down into a... I guess Mother laid a trap where a pit, and that's where AJ runs into Tess. Tess is like telling him, be quiet. Like she's like saying, shh, be quiet, don't say anything. And she's trying to explain to him that she thinks we're her babies and she just wants to take care of us. AJ was having none of that. The film progresses from there. I'm not going to go into every minor detail, but I will say there weren't a lot of jump scares in the film. I think this film was set up to scare you, and there were some scary parts, but they weren't like something that you would jump out of your seat. And then also, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but there were some, I think, unintentional humor in the film. I just want to wrap it up by saying that I really did enjoy the film. I thought it was entertaining. I thought it had a lot of potential where they put it. I think what I read it that somehow tangentially that there was direction given by Jordan Peele. I'm not sure if there was direction, but there was somehow he was related to the project. I thought it was entertaining. I enjoyed it. I would probably give this film 3 stars, and I would recommend people to check it out, especially if you're a film of the horror genre. The film I read in the trivia was filmed partially in Bulgaria, and it was supposed to be in Detroit, Michigan. I guess they filmed in both locations. They said that the film was set on 476 Barbary Street, which is like the root word of barbarian. And the year 476 was when the barbarians invaded Rome. And so that was the tie-in, I guess, to the name. I'm reading that from IMDb trivia. Also, they said in Tess's bag, and AJ went through her luggage in one of the scenes, she had the book Jane Eyre, and it featured an insane woman who was locked away. And so that was another tie-in. I will say that the part of AJ did require some suspension of disbelief a lot more than the other two parts because of some of the decisions that he made later in the film. But it wasn't enough to ruin the film experience for me. Anyhow, that's my review. Thanks for listening. Speaking specifically to the ending of the film, when just before they get to the water tower, there's a scene with a guy named Andre. He was supposed to be a homeless person that lived near the town that knew all about that there was someone in that house. And they had escaped Mother, Tess, and AJ. And Tess had been shot and she was dragging her feet. Finally, they got to his area, to Andre's area, the homeless guy. He was like, you guys don't have to worry, we're safe. And they're like, no, we need to get out of here, you don't know, she's crazy. He was like, nah, that woman has never ever. As soon as he says that, Mother busts through the bushes, tears this guy's arm off, and then beats him to death with his own arm. And that was probably unintentionally humorous to me. And then they run and they make it up this water tower with Mother chasing. AJ ends up sacrificing Tess in his mind because he knew that Mother was after Tess, so he pushes Tess off the top of the water tower and Mother dives after her. So that's another point that you'd have to suspend your disbelief. There's no way, I don't think, that AJ would have actually done that. But the fact that he did do that, and then Mother jumped after her, and then when you look down, Tess is on top of Mother because she cushioned her fall. Tess didn't die. AJ runs down there, finds out that Tess is still alive. He helps her up and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to push you. I didn't push you off. It was just that she came at us so fast. And so they're walking away. The next thing, Mother comes along. She captures AJ, and she basically rubs AJ's eyes and sticks her fingers through and splits his head open. And so that was, it was gross. It was unintentionally humorous. Or I don't know if that one was funny, but then mother was like, baby. And she just wanted to hold her baby, who she thought Tess was her baby. But Tess was like, I'm sorry, I can't go back. I can't go back. She wanted to bring her back to her lair. And then Tess had the gun and she ends mother. So that was how the ending went.